Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about what you want. If you dial in toll-free, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, coming up in a week's time, we're going to do a very special edition of the Saturday show because we'll be live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is happening starting on Thursday. However, a bunch of people are going out there as early as this Sunday to kick things off early. The official event happens from Thursday through Sunday, so the 24th through the 27th, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the throughout the entire event. So it's going to be a blast. We were there last year and a couple of years before that as well, and it's always a good time to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who'll be traveling from all across the world in order to converge in New Hampshire to basically hang out camp. It's happening at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, very beautiful location right next to the White Mountains. And the best part is being around the people, though. The best part is socializing with people who are of like mindset, lots of parties, family activities, all kinds of different things to do. You can go to porkfest2010.com to learn more, get registered. It's not too late. In fact, if you really want to procrastinate, you can wait till you walk up and show up. It'll be a little bit more expensive there. It's $30 at the door and $25 in advance. Of course, if you want to camp out, that's extra, obviously. But go and get all the details and get signed up and come on up and join us for the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010, where one of the many things that will be going on is the preview of the Chartarum soundtrack. In fact, Chartarum, the movie, will be being previewed. John Shaw's motion picture, brought to you by Think Twice Productions. John Shaw, known as our global moderator with the Free Talk Live forum, the Free Talk Live BBS. And you can get your copy of the Porkfest only limited edition original soundtrack and the Porkfest commemorative beer mug if you're there in person on Friday night at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening right after Free Talk Live, after the show Friday. So we'll see you there. Porkfest2010.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello, guys. I wanted to call in with a little critique of my own.
By all means.
Okay.
It's beat-up time for us, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've kind of noticed a change in your format, and I mentioned it once before, and I'm going to reinforce that today because it used to be a whole lot more about the callers, and lately it's getting to be more and more about special subjects and, maybe one guest a week, whereas in the old days you wouldn't have one guest in 3 or 4 months, and it was a pretty fast-paced show with the callers calling in. Now I think probably there's lucky to be 6 callers on in an hour, sometimes maybe 5. A lot of these callers get on with special themes, and then they stick with them, like the Jim Babcock and some of the others that are kind of regulars on there. And I notice an awful lot of time on things that have to do with New Hampshire. And, I don't mind hearing about New Hampshire. I'm a member of the Free State Project. But, my gosh, it's a national audience, and I think there's just too much time talking about New Hampshire stuff. You're going to lose your national audience.
I appreciate the critique. The show's growing. We're getting on more radio stations over time. And the fact is, Free Talk Live is it's a reality radio show. We're not just reporting on news and commenting. We're actually involved in the newsmaking. Our show hosts are out there doing activism. And those things are worthy of being discussed. If I didn't think they were, then we wouldn't talk about them. We don't talk about everything that happens here in New Hampshire, just some things that I think would be interesting and also attractive to people, because clearly one of the goals behind doing this show is to expose people to the Free State Project and the idea of moving people together who love freedom. And so we're part of that. We're not just promoting the Free State Project. We're also part of it. And that means that our boots are on the ground, and we talk about the things that happen to us. Ever since we've been up in New Hampshire, we've talked more about what's been going on in New Hampshire. It's a part of our lives, and we talk about that stuff.
I think some of the things that Gene's pointing out are true, that we didn't used to get callers calling about the same things all the time. People would call in with different stuff, and I think there are more theme-oriented stuff, and we are doing more interviews than we had done previously, even though we try not to.
Generally, I tell you no on interviews, Mark, when you approach me. There was one that you kind of crammed down I didn't really care much for, but I was willing to give it to you. But generally, Gene, I typically say no to most interviews. It's just that recently we had Miss Ann come back on. We hadn't talked to her in 5 years. And really,
well, I know there are certain buzz topics, Ian, that you like to spend time on, and it's your show, so you know, I'm not going to complain. You know, I can't say anything negative about that other than to say it does get kind of old to some of the listeners, you know, like constantly harping on marijuana, and I'm all for marijuana being legalized.
I don't think we've constantly harped on it. I mean, we had Jody Emery on the show recently.
The biggest problem we have on Saturday nights is talking about immigration. All we do is say that free people should be able to freely cross borders of free countries, and wham!
Now you've done it, Mark.
Right, you know.
And now you've done it, and I agree with you on that subject as well. But
I imagine you agree with us on all subjects,
well,
most subjects.
Well, you know, Gene, I appreciate the critique, but there was never any sort of decision to do anything differently. I still feel like I've been running the show the same way I've always ran it, which is to open the phones up and let anybody call in about absolutely anything. That hasn't changed, and we still really don't have guests on very often. I can think we had, but Alex Jones, he was in high demand for many years, so we finally got him, so we put him on. We've had Jody Emery on recently. Her husband's in jail, and she's facing a real situation, and I want people to be able to help her out, and we followed up with Miss Ann. Beyond those three, I don't really remember too many other guests.
Quick change of topic then in about 30 seconds here. I saw the movie Karate Kid. Did you see it?
No.
The remake
version? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, I wanted to say that, of course, I saw it with my Chinese wife, and I wanted to make a correction for all those people that see the movie. When he's in the ring getting ready to fight, and the dojo master from the other side tells the guy who's fighting the Karate Kid, go in the ring, that the subtitle says, I want you to go in the ring and break him. That's not actually what he says. He says, I want you to go in and injure him. So it's kind of interesting because it does make a big difference in the way it's portrayed. And I'm surprised that they made that big of an error on their subtitles. But anyway.
Hey, by the way, one other thing, Gene, about your critique was you critiqued us for taking what you claim are fewer callers in an hour. You said six.
Is that true, Ian? I don't know.
I remember
we took 40 calls one night. I remember back when we were on
way back in the day.
Yeah, way back in the day.
I mean, so it just all depends on how interesting each caller is. So I mean, if we wanted to stick to some sort of absurd rule, like they try to tell you in talk radio. In talk radio, they give you this rule that says that if it's too long, 2 minutes, it's too long. And I disagree entirely with the arbitrary rules like that. I understand why they do that. The idea is that if you don't move through the calls quickly enough, no one else will call in because they don't believe they'll be able to get on in a decent amount of time. And you know, that makes sense. There's logic, I suppose, behind it. But the reason I keep some callers on longer than others is because there's a conversation going on, and I want to continue that conversation. And you know, there's more that I want to dig into. So basically, had we done what you were suggesting and kept our call short, you would have been gone a long time ago.
Well, like that idiot that called in about making fun of the Mark, of the guy locked up for marijuana, you could have dumped him like 10 minutes earlier because he was just boring and
well, everybody's got their own opinions. Thanks for the call, yeah. Gene. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He was certainly obnoxious, but I wanted to see if we could in any way chink through his cognitive dissonance, and we didn't.
It is amazing to see people. I love cognitive dissonance. I love the idea that somebody holds a position that is illogical, and when confronted with logic, how do they
run away?
With facts and logic, what do they do? And I'm not saying that, you know, every time we're the best at doing this, but I, you know, at times we get some, you know, we get some real award-winning stuff going on, and I just don't.
And a lot of that we would never find if we just spent 2 minutes with somebody and then, you know, threw them away like a tissue paper. Sometimes
you can't get through
long.
To someone in 2 minutes.
Well, it's not the point of the point of getting through to him, although I would have liked to. I mean, it'd be nice.
But that's powerful stuff when it happens.
Right, right. But it's also the point of showing that person to the rest of the audience.
Sure.
To put them on display because it should be relatively clear to somebody who's listening to somebody experiencing that kind of level of cognitive dissonance that something's very amiss. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then again, some calls shouldn't last 2 minutes because they're just that bad. You just never know. 1-800-259-9231, but I'll never apply that arbitrary standard to this program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how what got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax. Inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237. 237 extension 108.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you have missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. And if you click into the podcast, you can go back all the way to the beginning of 2009, all completely free for you at freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough with my son Jack, so I got him an island called Liberty. It's a picture book for children, and he reads it all the time. He loves the book. He drags it around. It's getting bedraggled because of it. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. It's probably aimed at kids somewhere, say, between 4 and 7. Go to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples there. Order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. It's an island called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to CeCe, listening, ladies first, by the way. CeCe, listening to KMed in Medford, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, CeCe.
Hi. Can you hear me?
You bet. What's on your mind tonight?
Sounds like you're in a hallway.
I just wanted to comment about all of these previous callers talking about freedom and making arguments about slavery versus taking marijuana or whatever. I know an awful lot about freedom and the fight for it and how devastating it can be to families. My husband was born in Auschwitz. And in case you don't know what Auschwitz is, it's a Nazi concentration camp.
That's right.
One of the worst that the Nazis ever had.
Yeah, the famous one.
Yeah, well, infamous. It was one of them. And he was born there. And he was 6 years old by the time the camps were liberated.
Jeez,
and
wow.
He remembers every single solitary thing that happened to him.
Jeez.
From even when he was 6 years old, he remembered back to, who knows, probably around 3 years old or so, he started remembering things. And he's gone now, but he had nightmares about that, so the day he died. But when the camps were liberated, he was taken to an orphanage in England. And a couple came from Scotland and adopted him, took him home with him and raised him and educated him and everything else. And his adoptive parents, when he was old enough to be able to make an intelligent decision, his adoptive parents gave him the choice of keeping their name, which they gave him when they adopted him, or mm-hmm. going to his original name. And out of love and respect for his parents, he kept the name they had.
Okay.
But he grew up to fly in the Israeli Air Force, and both the Israeli Air Force and the Royal Air Force. And then he came to the United States on a TDY program and flew with the Navy. With the U.S. Navy, and I happen to be an aerospace engineer, aeronautical and astronautical engineer, and I met him, and I have 25 years in the Air Force myself.
Okay.
And that included training pilots to fly combat in Vietnam, so, the whole nine yards.
May I ask if you're going somewhere with this
history? The fight for freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a big difference in comparing the slavery issue, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
The people that helped the slaves in the Underground Railroad, they were doing a humanitarian thing. And even though it was against the law, I think that it was perfectly, it was very commendable of them to risk their lives and their families to do that.
Are you saying that it is not humanitarian for Mark Emery and others to be activists in order to eliminate drug prohibition?
Yeah, I don't believe in anything to do with drugs myself. I think that what they're doing to him in prison is horrendous. I think it's very inappropriate what they're doing to him in prison. Very much overkill. I don't think any of that should be done at all.
Okay, great.
But he did commit some kind of a crime.
It's not a real crime. Let me point something out here. This deserves to be mentioned. What Mark Emery did was not a crime. It was a malum prohibitum. It was something that some politicians decided would be made illegal. That's not a real crime. A crime, in my opinion, is something that actually has a victim, and Mark Emery never victimized anyone.
There's certainly people that disagree with you.
No, he didn't sell drugs to somebody. He didn't sell drugs to the little kids or anything like that. That's true. He didn't do that. But the drug culture, you know, I wouldn't want marijuana to be legalized because, you know, I've seen too much of what that does to
you. How many people are you willing to put in prison to be right?
Pardon me?
How many people are you willing to put in prison and families are you willing to destroy in order to have your way?
I'm not willing to put anybody in prison.
But that's what's happening, ma'am. You said, Cece, you said that you don't think marijuana should be legalized. If marijuana isn't legalized, what you're doing is supporting the imprisoning of hundreds of thousands of Americans every single year. Why would you support that?
Well, you can't just, you know, if you legalize marijuana, that's just going to lead to more. Well, they legalized marijuana, so they should legalize.
Well, that's the sensible thing to do is to end all prohibition. Yes, I think that all drugs should be fully decriminalized, and it should be absolutely legal for people to use cocaine and other drugs, because then you've got another several hundred thousand people every year that are arrested for those other drugs.
But legalizing alcohol did not lead to legalizing marijuana or cocaine or anything else. So,
no, it didn't. And alcohol is bad to have people get hooked on alcohol is just
it is bad, but it would be worse if those people were hooked on alcohol
and then
put in a jail cell
and
separated from their family. Cece, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. See, you can still disagree with the use of marijuana, but support its decriminalization.
Sure. I think that people should have the right to treat themselves with heroin if that's what they want to do, but I generally think the use of heroin's a bad idea, and it's going to result in bad things in your life.
Jack is on the line in Bethany, Delaware, listening to WGMD FM. Hello, Jack. Jack?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good.
Go ahead.
Hey, I believe that marijuana will be legalized.
I
will get what you're desiring.
Marijuana will be legal, and cigarettes
will be
illegal.
A terrible mistake.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because it brings about depression in men. And women.
Marijuana brings about depression? Now, is this personal experience?
Absolutely.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
You lose your ambition. I'm speaking from personal experience, not just of myself, who was a marijuana smoker from age 13 to 27.
Well, I'll
probably
be having
some. But also many of my friends who have used marijuana. I have a brother who's 50 years old, 54 years old, actually, living in his mother's TV room, smoked pot every day.
Hang on. We'll bring it back because I want to talk about this. I mean, this is a common accusation.
Well, the pot smokers are just a bunch of losers.
It's going to be a nation of lazy, fat.
Right, you lose your ambition when you smoke marijuana. Is it true? Well, I'll probably smoke some later on tonight, and I've been fairly successful. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20 $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you. And if you want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get behind the program. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as the amp-only podcast. Go and get all the details, get signed up, PayPal, major credit cards, etc. amp.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to personal protection, what do top police, military, and civilian self-defense instructors get for themselves, for their families, and recommend for you? It's the Tiger Light. It's a non-lethal defense system. It is a integrated, very super bright flashlight and pepper spray all in one. It's been tested by military and police professionals to have the stopping power of a handgun at short range. And you can have it, you know, it's not nearly as dangerous or scary to carry around for people, and you can carry it in a lot more places than you could a handgun. It's the Tiger Light. Go to tiger.freetalklive.com. That's tiger.freetalklive.com. I've got one of them, and I swear by it.
Now, we've been talking about Prohibition, and Jack called in here tonight from listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Jack, are you still with us?
I'm with you. Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Now, Jack, you're good. Good. Your claim was that that you don't think that marijuana should be decriminalized or legalized because you believe that in your personal experience, you know people who have been demotivated by, in your opinion, the use of marijuana.
You almost got it right. Must be the marijuana you're smoking. But here's the reality of it. You will get people. You will get that law reversed.
Yes, marijuana is going to probably be legalized.
It's
going to
be legalized
in my lifetime.
Very soon here. Very
but
soon.
I think tobacco is
going to
be
and
illegal.
And what you're going to find out, here's my point. What you're going to find out is that there will be a lot of people who become depressed from the use of marijuana, from the overuse of marijuana.
Do you believe
and
that?
I'm speaking from personal experience.
Well,
I'm
okay, but point of clarification here. Do you believe that there will be a whole bunch of people who will start smoking pot because it's legalized?
No, that's immaterial.
Well, hold on a second. If
they're smoking pot now,
right?
Okay. So how many more people are going to smoke marijuana because it's legal? Is what I'm saying. 60% of Americans below the age of 55 have smoked marijuana.
It
being illegal hasn't stopped
them. Now you have what's called the free market economy here in America, where people will begin to advertise marijuana and begin to promote the use of marijuana because they will be the ones selling it.
Marijuana doesn't need advertising and promotion.
To backtrack to you. As it is right now, you believing it's a victimless crime, maybe if you're growing it yourself, but boys, there's a lot of people dying bringing that stuff across the border here.
That's because of prohibition.
They're victims of the government, okay? They're victims of the government there.
If you're okay, well, then, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Jack, the reason why people are going to
use it
as
a point.
That's how it is now, and I agree with you.
It isn't neither here nor there. The reason why people are dying across the border is because it's prohibited. Can you hear me, Jack?
Okay, you just made my point. Yeah, that's right.
No, I didn't make your point.
If it becomes legal, then you'll have less bloodshed over the transportation of marijuana.
Thank God. You said that the marketplace would suffer because people were going to be lazy, and
I'd
like to point out.
I said the marketplace is going to promote the use of marijuana.
You said in the previous segment, you did say that people were going to be lazy because it makes people lazy. You've got a brother who's 54 years old who smokes every day, and you know he hasn't made enough of himself. And I'd like to point out. Wait. I've got a point I'm trying to make here.
Anecdotal evidence where people who when they were my age, when the guys I was hanging out with, we were smoking joints day and night. We were rolling them up all the time.
Okay.
And it was overuse of marijuana. Now, maybe you guys have it, you know, you're the politically correct version of this argument where you're able to control it just at night.
I don't smoke marijuana.
And you live a life that's not out of control with it.
But I'd like to make
a
point.
From my experience in my neighborhood, we were smoking blunts day and night.
Damn, how did you ever get away from it?
You know, our dicks were in the dirt. And we had so many problems with depression. We started getting, you know.
Please let me make a point on it making people lazy and taking productivity out of the market.
Well, you know that's true. Come on.
No,
I don't.
It may very well make some people lazy. Let me finish and make the point, man. It may make some people lazy and take productivity out of the marketplace, but how much more productivity will be in the marketplace if, A, I don't have to spend billions of dollars a year to incarcerate these people, because that's taking productivity out of the marketplace.
Well, that's
and
that's
these
fallacy.
People aren't
people
slaughtered
aren't
on the border.
People
will be alive. I'm not
Texas
done,
Texas
for God's
you know,
sake.
You get a slap on the wrist and a fine, and you go on your way, and people don't fire you because you smoke
It's
pot.
Billions of dollars, dude.
That's facetious.
Billions. And, yes, people do get people do not get jobs based on the fact that they
on.
Have
You haven't been to Portland. Oh, my gosh, they're growing it in the streets.
Fine. Is the world falling apart?
Is everyone in Portland depressed? Is the economy being destroyed by the fact that nobody's going to work? I mean, in my experience,
yes.
See, you've got your experience, and
yes,
I've got my experience.
There's more depression there than any other city.
Well, it is rainy
a lot.
It
might be the weather.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Craig. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, in my experience, the people that I know that have been pot smokers have been productive members of society. They get up, they go to work. Some of them smoke while they're at work. Some of them smoke after work. Whatever it is their thing is, some people can do it. They can smoke at work, and it's fine. Some people say they work better when they're high. People like artists. There was one guy that was like a machinist or something like that. I don't remember exactly what his gig was, but some people say they work better when they're stoned.
I've heard people say it. It's anecdotal.
So, well, all of this is anecdotal, right? So there's his anecdote.
Billions of dollars a year, not anecdotal, okay?
Yeah.
It costs – America spends billions of dollars a year on the war on marijuana, and that's money that I shouldn't have to pay if I don't agree with it. Supposed to be government by the consent, and I do not consent to that crap.
You know, when I was 17, I was still under the kind of the belief system that the government had inculcated in me about pot, and one of the myths is this idea that, well, it makes you lazy, and that, you know, only losers smoke pot, that kind of thing. And then I met my mentor in the business, Bob Garrett, who, when he went out after he was done with his air shift at the radio station, and went out back and smoked a joint and then went back in to go to work in the production room, That was something that was really shocking to me because, well, I'd always heard that marijuana users were losers and that it was a demotivator and that sort of thing. But for him, it made him feel more creative when he was in the production room, when he was putting together commercials and promos and things like that. And that was a real important moment for me to see that, not everybody who smokes pot is a total loser. In fact, many of them are very successful. I've known people in the medical field. I've known lawyers. I've known business people that are very successful and are also regular consumers of cannabis. So it just depends. If you're a loser and you start smoking pot, odds are good it's not going to motivate you to become a winner. But if you're a winner and you start smoking pot, odds are good you're not going to be demotivated and turned into a loser. Just all depends on who you are.
Right. I mean, if compare pot to alcohol. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe pot's got some, it's got some side effects and things like that. But come on, look at alcohol. It's the most dangerous substance that we have out there. I mean, ask a cop. Has he ever had to wrestle a pot smoker to the ground?
Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in Montana.
Drunk do it all the time.
Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Dave?
Howdy.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
The reason why it seems like everybody talks about pot on your station, it's because you're the only station that allows people to talk about it. As soon as you mention pot on any other station, they hang up on you and then put you down and make fun of you and everything.
Right,
and
because you wouldn't want those people wouldn't want the illusion to be shattered, this illusion that marijuana users are all a bunch of losers. I mean,
right, and then the one lady, Acts of Humanity. What's the humanity in locking up somebody in a jail cell for the most valuable plant on the planet? Will feed you, clothe you, house you. It produces the most nutritious food known to mankind. That's why it's against the law. I got busted on Memorial Day, right, for smoking a joint. I got bailed. I called a friend, got bailed out, went to go see the judge, you know, and I wrote a speech. So I asked the judge, could I address the court? He said, sure. I started reading my speech. I got about halfway through. He said, Dave, how many more pages you got? About 7 or 8. And he goes, Dave, I think everybody knows how you feel about pot. How about $100? I said, that's great. Have a good day.
What a deal. Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, I wouldn't have paid it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow. For the rest of your...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, though I probably shouldn't give you that number because the lines are loaded up. So, as we go to the phones, I'll hopefully encourage you to keep your comments a little on the short side since this is the final segment, but it is still tonight, Ian, with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're all completely free. Let's go to the phones in the fun. Ladies first, Brooke, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, Brooke.
Yes, hi. I just want to make a couple short comments about what you're discussing. I just tuned in a few minutes ago talking about the legalization of drugs, and you went on to make the point where you think, if I understood correctly, that you think all drugs should be legalized.
Oh, of course.
And
re-legalized, because they were legal at one point.
Right. It's the only humane thing to do.
Well, a couple points I have is, let's take a look at all the people that are killed every year from drug drivers, okay?
A lot of them.
Do you want to add to that that there's pot smokers, people high on coke? And I know what you said before, that just because you make it legal doesn't mean there's going to be that many more people trying it. And I guarantee you, if it is legal, you are going to have a larger population. They're going to be willing to try it. Then they're going to get hooked on it.
Well,
and then,
unfortunately, the statistics don't bear you out. If you look at places like Amsterdam or the Netherlands.
Spain,
in Portugal, I think you mean.
Oh, Portugal,
but,
I'm sorry.
If you look at other places that have done some level of drug decriminalization.
Usage among teenagers decreases.
All usage decreases in general. What they see happen is there's a slight spike in the beginning where there's, oh, okay, I can use it now. And so there's a few people that spike up in the very beginning of decrim or legalization, and then later on it actually goes down. The usage levels go down below the levels where they were at during prohibition. So the numbers just don't bear you out. And even if what you were saying was true, it's still not justification for locking people up in cages that haven't harmed anyone.
Well, I do agree with locking those people up if they're going to be out there trying to deal drugs to my children and to people that I know. I want them in jail. I don't want them out on the streets using drugs.
Are the beer companies
and all of that? And furthermore, where do you stop? Look at the alcohol age. It's supposed to be 21. You see teenagers every day getting killed by driving drunk. Where are you going to go on the drugs? Is it first going to start at 21?
Well,
then
alcohol, the drinking age needs to be reduced. The drinking age needs to be eliminated, in my opinion, because the reason why you've got teenagers doing doing things that are dangerous on alcohol is because they haven't been taught how to drink. They learn how to drink from their friends because most parents don't teach their kids how to drink because they're probably afraid of getting charged with some sort of contributing.
They don't need their parents teaching how to drink. Kids that grow up watching their parents drink, then they end up just dying of cirrhosis at 30. So I think it's crazy. And, you know,
No, what's crazy is locking peaceful people up in cages. That's what's crazy.
It's not cages. It's people that are there that deserve to be there. They're out dealing drugs to our kids.
No, man. There are a lot of people. A lot of the people in the jail cells are not drug dealers. They were busted for possession. In fact, over 80% of the 800,000 plus people that were arrested last year for marijuana possession or for marijuana were just possession arrests alone. And the rest of the dealers aren't necessarily selling to your kids. I've known plenty of dealers who wouldn't sell to kids. So I'm sorry.
Well, maybe that those people putting them in jail, maybe they will turn their life around at that point.
Jail will put them in touch with a bunch of other criminals, and they'll learn.
I was in prison for 9 years. I learned how to hotwire a car in auto mechanics class.
Well, that's sad.
Right.
Yeah.
That's because the solution stinks. We've tried it for decades, and it isn't working. When are people going to stop doing drugs? I mean, obviously, we're doing the right thing with the war on drugs, according to you. When are they going to win the war on drugs?
Well, when all the morals in this country completely...
You can't legislate morality. You can't pass laws and make it moral.
On your other point of saying that, you know, the government spends money on putting all these people in jail and you shouldn't have, your money shouldn't have to go towards something you don't agree with, well, that could be... I agree with that. That could be a whole other program, though.
Great. Well, we talk about that stuff all the time.
That we don't agree with.
Well,
I mean, that could be...
Yeah, we talk about that stuff all the time. I don't want to give them any of my money, and I don't want them to do anything with it that
they haven't done. The government's an inefficient organization that has a monopoly on everything that they do.
Hey, thanks, Brooke. Appreciate the call. I disagree that that altering one's state of consciousness is in some way immoral. I'm not sure where that information came from. I mean, if you believe
it probably wasn't from a coffee drinker.
If you believe in God, for instance, if you believe in the Christian God, then you would have to believe that marijuana was
created
by God.
Jesus turned water into wine.
Jesus turned water into wine.
God's, he could have turned wheat into marijuana if he wanted to.
They pointed out there. I think there are passages in the Christian Bible that says essentially that all the plants were put here for your consumption, for your use. And is it also immoral when the deer walks by the marijuana plant in the forest and eat some of the marijuana flowers?
Because they do.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's continue with your calls. James, listening in Charleston to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, James.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I was wanting to get your opinion on something.
Yes, sir.
The Gulf oil spill, how do you think that is going to actually affect the possibility for alternative energy sources? Do you think it's going to be beneficial to help push it to get more...
As long as the government is subsidizing the oil industry as they currently are.
Right, and stopping the drilling on a moratorium of only 1% of the wells in the Gulf and then having people believe that all the drilling has stopped.
I think the government tries to play two sides of this. They, one side, subsidize the oil companies quietly, and on the other side, they talk about alternatives to oil, but they're really subsidizing the oil companies.
Right, and you're never going to find out what real alternative, the best alternative energy source is when the government is playing favorites and picking winners and making kings. It's the same with the ethanol. It was it's a terrible idea. It actually emits more greenhouse gases, corn does. So, the government, it's an incompetent bureaucracy, and anything they get involved with is going to be messed up.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, the thing I'm looking at is with the oil, I mean, driving around, I'm seeing more and more billboards, everything, going against oil sheiks and everything, and saying that we need the oil and everything. Eventually, it's going to have to come to a realization that it's got to stop. I mean,
what has to stop? Oil, you mean?
Yes, basically.
It's a problem that will take care of itself at some point, right? Like, all the oil will be gone.
supposedly. Some people believe that it's generated, that that the oil comes out of the earth, basically. So I don't know.
I think peak oil is probably the consensus.
I'm no expert. I'm not going out on a limb, but I can tell you that I don't think the oil spill itself is going to be
effective. I know the marketplace will fix this problem if the government can get out of the way and let the marketplace fix the
problem. I've heard nothing but how this government is like being very bureaucratic and getting in the way, like the Coast Guard interfering with the cleanup operation, and the government's making it even more difficult for them to get in there and clean things up. But overall, I don't think this is really going to have much of an effect on the energy situation. Not that I know anything. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm just a talk show host. Let's talk to Tom in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA FM. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys just want to let everything rip. I love it. Let it all rip, you know. Let it all seek its true level, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I agree. Hey, listen, I got an observation. It's kind of interesting because I always get these kind of tricky perspectives on life because, reality is funny sometimes. But we got a Tea Party growing with all these people who think they're going to save us from the bad government. And that's the British rebellion to the British Boston Tea Party, dumping their tea, and we know our history, you know. And it's no taxation without representation. On the other hand, we have the British invading our shores right now, okay? They're taxing our ecosystem, and they're dumping something worse than tea in there.
You're talking about British Petroleum, then?
And I'm wondering, weren't there American oil companies that could have bought out Amoco or whoever they bought? I mean, that's sort of like a reversed outsourcing to me, you know.
Well, I don't know that I care what country the organization comes from.
I
mean, that's
want the best price.
It's nationalism to me, but I think that British Petroleum has a history of being a pretty bad driller. They're not a good actor, but I really don't care what country they come from.
Tom, we got to move. Thanks for the call. Let's talk quickly to Carl, listening to the TJ Network in Dyer, Tennessee. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Carl, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Carl, now.
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
Go, dude.
Hello, how you doing?
You're on. Go now.
Okay. How you doing?
We don't have time for it. You better get your points out.
No, all right. I was talking about the oil spill.
Later,
you
me.
Are.
Okay. And I was wondering why all the oil companies are not working together to stop this. They're the experts. They are supposed to know what they're doing.
Have you ever tried a partnership before? They kind of suck because then you have to come to agreements and consensus, and if there's disagreements, it's very difficult to work that stuff out. And plus, you know, they're taking risks, and it doesn't seem like it would work out too well.
We've got a major problem here. We've got something going on with the earth that's violating the earth in a big way every day.
I agree with you. And if the government would step the heck out of the way, then maybe they can get more done.
Either they step out of the way or the moratorium is not going to be lifted until this is stopped. And I think the oil companies need to show up.
We're out of time. I'm going to have to stop you. But I thank you for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition, Internet only at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.